Got to say hello to Pauline this morning.
G'day, Pauline.
Pauline, I ran into yesterday.
Yeah.
I was doing a little bit of shopping, and she is currently recovering from a leg surgery.
Oh, okay.
And she said that we're keeping her company until she is back on her feet. Pardon the pun. in the next coming weeks. But she just said that she didn't realise how, and we've said this a lot on the show over the years.
Yeah.
How important radio is, local radio is, when it comes to connecting with our audience and, you know, being there for their time. And they, we didn't know that Pauline's going through an operation until she brought that up.
Is she okay, first off?
Yeah, she's fine.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
But which is lovely to hear. But it reminded me of the last day of us working before we went on the Easter break.
Yeah, sure.
We went into Dollars and Cents to buy some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I went back there the next day to buy some more coffee candy because I ate the whole container beforehand.
Just that went quick.
It was so quick, so quick. And that's when I ran into a lovely lady. Now, I have to apologise. I didn't get her name.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't get her name.
Okay.
But she was the wife of the man who won $5,000 on our show in 2021. It was a $5,000 pressure test.
I do remember that. Yes, he was ecstatic.
His name was David, and he wanted to spend the money to go and swim with the sharks in South Australia. This is the moment he won back in 2021.
$5,000.
Oh, you're kidding.
You're going off to dive with sharks.
Thank you. Really is a Steve Bradbury.
Yes, it is. I remember that day beautifully, right?
That was emotional for everyone, really. $5,000 changes your life.
Well, so David and his wife, the lady that I had met at Dollars and Cents, they did go to South Australia, swam with the sharks. But his wife was telling me that David had passed away 12 months after their trip to South Australia. So we were standing in Dollars and Cents on Victoria Street.
Yeah.
And she was saying, oh, look, we went there. We had the time of our lives. He was going to take a photo of you and Dave, laminate it, take it down into the shark cage with him and blah, blah. Like, it was just this whole thing. And she said he was just so excited and you gave him that cash. And I said, well, we didn't give it to him. He won that cash.
Yeah, he deserved it. He answered all the questions.
And I could see the tears welling in her eyes. And I just felt obligated to give this lady a hug in the middle of Dollars and Cents, and she said thank you and for taking the time out. But I think it just reiterated meeting that lady.
Yeah.
And I forgot her name. I don't even think she told me, to be honest. But meeting her and Pauline yesterday, just in the space of a couple of weeks, just made me go, yes, this is an important job to have a connection with your audience.
Well, you're human. You know,
you
have a lot of empathy for a lot of people, not just your family and friends, but everyone in general.
Mm.
And that's definitely a great trait to have.
Yeah, and she was so lovely too. So just, Pauline, if you're listening this morning, I know you are, because you said you can't do much else around the house, is what you told me yesterday, because you're on crutches at the moment, so I hope the recovery is speedy. And to anybody else who's listening at the moment, maybe in a hospital bed or just recovering from something or just not feeling so okay at the moment, I'm glad that you're with us.
It's only a few words can change someone's life.
100% it can. All right, 14 away from 6. I'll lift it up from here, I promise. But it was just an important story I think needed to be told.
No, that was a really nice story. It was a really nice, I mean, it was teary.
Yeah.
But it was a really nice story.